Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're walking through the trials of Jesus. We are in the first Gentile trial, and it began in John chapter 18, verse 28. This is what takes place in this first trial of Pilate. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." And then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king? For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and said to them, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now, Barabbas was a robber. You know, whenever I read this and this trial that takes place in the location of Herod's palace, which has become Pilate's headquarters, I'm aware of a couple of things. Number one, I don't think the traditional Via Dolorosa is the right pathway, because I don't believe Jesus started from the Praetorium. I think he started from the governor's headquarters, which was Herod's palace, which, by the way, 33 years earlier, the same questions had been asked, where some wise men had come saying a king had been born. And there was a Herod the Great who had built these enormous structures. And he said, "Oh, well, tell me where he is so that I can go worship him." Actually, what he wanted to do was kill him. And now we're 33 years later, and from the same place a decree is going to be given. And now it won't be innocents in Bethlehem that are slain. Now it is actually going to be Christ himself. But he will not be slain because of the power of the world, but because he gives himself up freely for us to save us from our sins. So here, he asked him, "Are you a king?" And Jesus says, "I've come to bear witness of the truth. Now, my kingdom is not from the world. My kingdom is from heaven into the world. If my kingdom was from the world, yeah, you use swords to defend that. They would be defending me." Now, this is a different kingdom. It's got a different sword. It's the sword of the truth. It's got a different armament. The weapons of the Spirit. It's got different armor. It's the armor of Christ. And this is a different kingdom that's headed into a glorious and wonderful movement throughout all the world, into all the kingdoms of this world, this glorious spiritual kingdom from heaven. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of our God, with the gospel of the kingdom, is going to spread to all the world. So Pilate says, "You've come to bear witness to truth. What is truth?" You can almost hear sarcasm. What is truth? Let me tell you what Herod thinks. What is truth? Truth is whatever Rome says it is. Truth is whatever power says truth is. That's what truth is. Truth, we've already learned from what Jesus said in the previous chapter, John 17. Thy word is truth. And the giver of the word, Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, is in front of him. Truth is not made by democracy. Truth is not made by power. Truth is not made by prestige. Truth is not made by majority vote. Truth is not made by those who have the most influence or the most possessions. Truth is revealed from God through Christ and in His Word. That's what truth is. So Jesus is the truth. Folks, you face the same thing today. The world with sarcasm says, "What is truth?" Truth is relative. It's whatever any culture says it is, or whatever any generation says it is, or whatever the majority believe, or whatever the power elite in the culture that shaped the culture say truth is. No, God's word is truth. The truth is Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. If you know the truth, you'll be free. And if you know the truth, Jesus, you'll be free indeed. From sin's shame and from sin's domination and dominion. He will set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And He'll go to this cross to save you. And that's the truth. Another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.